Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction. With our next sale coming up on Thursday, May 28th, it'll be broadcast live from Superior Livestock's facilities in Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise, of course, at 7:30, and the video auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 36,400 head to be offered this go-round, 5,000 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 2,800 weaned calves, and over 21,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Remember, Thursday, May 28th, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle futures today finished really strong with the limit up moves in the August feeder cattle at 133.30. So really, really strong move there. The September is also limit up here at 134.65. October, 427 higher at 135.52. And then live cattle were about 2 to 250 higher with the Junes at 99.97 up 207. There was a cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon. We had really low placements and also really low marketed numbers. But that wasn't really enough to move the market. The on feed number was 95%, which was thought to be maybe a little bullish, right in line with what was expected. Placements were 78% and marketed 76%. So that's 2 months in a row of really low placement numbers. But that's also being offset. You'd think that'd be bullish, but it's being offset by also having really low marketed numbers. Packer margins right now are estimated around $969 a head for beef, pork just over $100. And midday box beef prices for both choice and select were down about $10. Choice is now $386 a hundred, and then select about $364, with the choice select spread being $21.45. Lean hog futures finished the day in July up strong, up 365 at 59.55.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Today's grain trade was quite a bit stronger here for the soybean market. It was 10 to 14 cents higher following some pretty large soybean sales. We had one sale of 66,000 metric tons of soybeans to China, one for 198,000 metric tons of beans to China, and then 216,000 metric tons of soybean meal to an unknown destination. And that kicked off the market here to make us quite strong here. 1 to 2 higher in corn. Beans were 10 to 14 cents higher. Chicago wheat, one lower. Kansas City, 2 to 4 cents higher. The cotton market today was also a touch higher, up 19 at 58 even. Still ongoing tension between the United States and China and what that'll mean for the phase one part of the deal. There's been kind of a war of words going back and forth between Washington and China, but so far the Chinese have made good. And the other thing that's happening today is the equity markets are strong. The Dow Jones is up 642 at 25,068. Following some reasonable home pricing and consumer confidence numbers this morning. And this afternoon we have a crop conditions and progress report, which is expected to show 90% of the corn planted, about 70% of the beans planted, and the winter wheat condition 53% good to excellent.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.